Welcome to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast, where trauma survivors become healthy thrivers. Each month, we'll feature a theme in the trauma recovery and empowerment field to promote your recovery, healing, and learning how to build dreams. Here's your host, Karen Robinson, transformational coach and therapist.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast. Today, my special guest is Swanette. And today I'm going to let her do her full introduction because we've had so many technical problems that my bio of her is not up right now. And I don't want to mess that up. Swanette and I have been trying to meet with you all and do this podcast a few times now. And if one of us wasn't sick, the other one was sick. So, you know, it was an act of love and dedication for us to get together today for you all. So Swanette, thank you so much for finally getting on here with me. And thank you for everything you've done to make today happen. We've had some bumps. So please give a really great introduction of yourself and what you do to the audience.
Yes. So my name is Swanette Kunzer, and I'm a success mindset coach and energy healer. So what I'm doing is I'm helping people to overcome their upper beliefs, upper limits that hold them back to really thrive in their life. What I often see is that people go in loops, coming back to the same problems again and again, or they go to a certain amount of money or deepness in relationships, and then they fall back again they have been before. And what is behind are often traumas they can't see or blocking beliefs they can't see. And I'm helping them to overcome these limits they have in their life that are not visible for themselves. So I'm helping them to really thrive in their life.
Awesome. 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 So tell us, do you have a book out? Are you writing a book, or if not, is there a favorite book that you recommend?
So I'm writing on a book. It is not yet out. I really feel there are so many wonderful books out. And only yesterday, as I understood that Bob Proctor died, it was like, oh, when did this journey start for me? Of course, now, I was very young when I had the first experience with the duality of life. But this book that was really kind of a starting point was The Secret. Mm-hmm. And after I read The Secret, I've seen the film The Law of Attraction. And this was really kind of, oh, okay, so what I feel in my life, like what I can do, is really something that was explained very good in this book and also in this film, that we create our own life, that we are the ones that are the ones manifesting what we want to have in our life. And of course, if we have still this mindset that life is happening to us, that we are the ones that are kind of formed from outside, but we are not the ones that can really have a vision and manifest this vision, we will always be kind of limited in what we are able to do. We are not able to see our whole potential or the essence that is in us. And of course, if we can't see that, if we are blocked in that, we will never be able to work in our genius zone. And so this was really like the first moment I understood, okay, now what is the secret behind life, and how can we transform our life to what we really want to have?
Yes. And so right now it's February 2022. I wanted to, the first week, I wanted to say that because when the episode comes out, it might be several weeks from now before it's published. And so I just wanted to share with the audience that Bob Proctor passed away this week, and he's a famous Canadian author. It's really hard to say all and about him, but he's majorly influential in helping thousands and thousands and thousands of people, you know, work on their dream life and, you know, helping them learn how to manifest that so they could have the success that he had over time. So thank you for mentioning him. I think he's a very powerful person in lots of different ways to bring up. Also, Swanette, you didn't tell us where you are living, because I think that's huge. Our podcast is international, and we're international women working together to make the world better.
Yes, yeah, so perhaps you can hear it from my accent, and also that I sometimes have to find words. So I'm definitely not native English. I come from Germany, and I decided 4 years ago that I want to leave Germany and my life that I had there to come to Madeira. And Madeira is a tiny island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean belonging to Portugal. And this is really a fantastic place. I would say it is paradise, as this is a subtropical island. When I look outside, I can see banana trees, orange trees, and I can see the ocean. So we have kind of different levels of vegetation here. So being at the south coast where I'm now, this is really like where all the fruits are grown, and where we can go into the ocean even in wintertime right now. And then we have another area where we have trees, like eucalyptus trees and old orcs and this kind. And then if you go higher to the mountain, you have vegetation like in the highlands, like in Scotland. So you really have different areas. And like now in wintertime, I can go down to the beach, having a swim in the ocean, and then going up to the highest mountain, and there we have snow. So all in one day.
Wow. What's the average temperature there?
The temperature is about 26 degrees Celsius. And only during wintertime, the temperature during night goes down. So it's kind of always the same temperature during day. And we only have this movement of the temperature during night, and some weeks where we have rain, and normally we have sunlight, and everything happens outside.
I love that. Well, I have not told you yet, but I am launching a travel blog. So do you have a guest room? Are you going to invite me to see you? You know, you're live in person, so it'd be really, you know, not nice to say no to me.
Yeah, so I'm really happy to have you here with me, and please come and join. Perhaps also interesting could be that at the moment I'm creating the Healing Holiday retreats in Madeira. And this means that people can come here not only having the holidays for themselves, enjoying this beautiful island and nature, but also very personalized moments for themselves, going deep in their own transformation, working with my team, doing yoga, meditation, doing their own personal transformation with my coaching and energy healing. So this is really an intense time connecting to themselves, going deep and figuring out, what is still blocking them, and then going out, being re-energized and empowered, and going on with their normal life. So if this is interesting, please come and join, try it out by yourself.
Yeah. So how often do you offer this?
So we have these retreats on a regular basis with a different kind of main topics. Like one topic could be retreat with the topic awakening, which means this is more a spiritual one for people that already feel that there's more like only this 3D reality, and they want to figure out what else is there, and they want to connect to their spirit, for example. And then we have another retreat for pregnant women. That is
not you.
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to declare to the world that's not me.
And it's me neither.
No, but go ahead and finish what you're saying, because somebody else who is expecting this might be something that they would like to do. So please go ahead.
Yeah, so this is, I'm kind of confused now, sorry. It's embrace your mama body. And this is for prenatal women. So they are not, didn't give already their birth or deliver the baby, but it is during the time that the body is in transformation and to really understand what is going on in my body, how can I still stay very healthy, how I can connect to this little spirit that is growing inside of my body and really embrace it and give them all that it is needed. Not only the nutrition that needs to be changed, but really also already starting to love this little baby and to start his life or her life already in this phase. And so this is the first step. And then we will have two others with after delivering birth. And so different topics. Some are only for women, but also we have some for men that is more like the rework and reconnect retreat where men can stay here for some time, go on with their work remotely, just working half time, and then doing their own personal growth experience here. But as we are speaking here, more to women's side, said only that it's not only for women.
Okay, good. Both genders need help, right? So when is your next retreat?
So the next retreat will be beginning of March, and this is the one, the Awakening. This is only a weekend retreat from Friday to Sunday, and the next one will be, like I already told you, the Embrace Your Mama Body. But it is constantly we're bringing up the next retreats and planning them. So if you're interested, of course, I can give you the link later and people can have a look.
Beautiful. We'll add it to the show notes of the podcast as well, because if you're a mama out there and you're desperate for a trip and you have some healing to do, like most people listening, this might be a really wonderful idea for you. I know I will be checking it out. I have 3 trips planned right now, so I've got to see when the next time I can get in, but I'm coming. So that's very exciting. Where do people stay when they come to your retreats? Are there cabin? Like I don't have a good idea of where they're staying.
So we have so-called quintas. These are little villas that are surrounded by nature. So and these are beautiful places because they have this kind of mixture being very old houses. You see this sometimes where the furniture and where the floor that is this old wooden floor, and then they integrated modern things. So I really like this combination of this old ambience and then this up-to-date and even modern fittings in. And these places have pools outside and areas for example, doing yoga, and you are surrounded by flowers and really this abundance of different plants. And Madeira also, it is a volcanoes island, so it has a really special energy. And this is also very supportive for the own healing process. And now we have blue sky and sunlight. So if you like that and not want to be in the dark, then this is for you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Awesome. And did you tell us the name of your book that's going to be coming out? I want to know the name and estimated publish date.
So this is still the working title. The working title is The Sky is a Limit, How to Overcome Kicking the Glass Ceiling for Abundance in Business and Life. This is the working title. So I'm still working on that.
Okay. Oh, so you don't have a date yet. Okay. So whenever in the future, when it's out, just let me know so I can add it. I can add it to the show notes anytime in the future. The show will live forever.
So. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Is your favorite book The Secret, or do you have other books that you also recommend for people needing healing?
Well, this is really difficult because there are so many great books out. I can't really recommend one or the other. This was just because I just read it. At the moment, I'm reading a book that with the name Letting Go. And this is a process of letting go of emotions that are in a low frequency, and understanding how the impact of certain emotions is on our body chemistry, and then of course how this will impact our life. And there are different techniques in letting go of these emotions and exercises. And of course, I'm always educating myself and seeing from other authors what they recommend, different methods that are easy for the audience, for example, to do by themselves. So it is not necessary that you always have a coach or a trainer to do your own transformation. Often it's enough to read a book and practice what is taught in there to make a start. And this practice of really going into the emotion, understanding what is triggering the emotion, also what is your interpretation of the situation that brings up this emotion. And then, practicing of letting go, just like embracing the emotion, understanding, okay, there is a reason why I'm feeling that, seeing the pattern behind, and then letting go of this emotion. I think this is something, this book I can recommend as well, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. And the reason I ask, I'm compiling a list of books recommended by all of our guests that come on, because it's quite an amazing list, frankly. So that's awesome. So I want to share with us how you decided this to be your career path. Like, I know you mentioned The Secret, but what happened in your own personal life that really drew you to this career path that you're on? Like, do you have any past traumas or significant losses that led you to this direction? Just share what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, definitely. So, it was this moment when I was 8 years old that I had a near-death experience. And it was that I was in coma, and I was in a hospital for children, and I was lying on this doctor's bed, and I could see from above how the doctor stick in a long needle into my spinal cord to take out some liquid. And because they didn't know what was happening to me, they expected it could be a meningitis or something, like an infection of my brain. So to figure it out, they put me into this procedure, and I could smell this like alcohol or disinfection that is normally in hospitals. And I could see also that my parents were not in the same room as I was, but they were outside. So I was alone there with the doctors being on this bed. And I was looking on myself and really had this feeling that there was something like a light pulling me away. And I felt so calm and peaceful. And it was really like, I want to go there. And the next moment, it was like something was pushing me back into my body. And I woke up from my own screaming and from this horrible pain that I had in my body because of this needle. And then I fell into coma again. And this was one experience that I felt this duality. There is on the one hand this bio body, and on the other hand, there is my soul. And I was in this situation of being in coma again and again and again until I was about 18 years old. This happened again, and not always like being in coma like that time, 2 days, but sometimes only for minutes that I fainted away. And as a doctor, didn't know what happened with me. I took a different kind of medicine, like they said, oh, it's perhaps low blood pressure or whatever. And only when I started studying chemical environmental technology, so I'm an engineer as well, I figured out, okay, now I understand what really happened to me. And all these years between, it was like experimenting with the doctors to get a solution for this problem. Yeah. So this was really my awakening moment with the age of 8 years. And I was always interested from that point on in life, so to say. And I wanted to figure out what is this all about. And I started my education in medicine, and then I studied chemical environmental technology, and then I got in the field of personal development, being also a business coach, and got then more in spirituality, understanding about quantum physics and energy healing. So it's all like being, I'm surrounding different topics But in the center of all this really is the idea of what is life all about. And for me, it is like when I was 8 years old, with this near-death experience, also other senses opened. So I don't, it sounds a little bit woo perhaps, but it for some people it does. I'm clairvoyant and precognitive, which means I can really look beyond. And I can use these senses that are, that I get pictures or like little movies from people. While they're telling me something, these senses give me other information. I get instant knowledge and I get these pictures. And I'm also able, if you believe in that, to look into past lives as I can read the Akashic records. And so all these senses have been there for many years. Then there was a period when they disappeared, but now they are back and I can use them for my coaching as I can really look beyond.
Yeah, I mean, of course it sounds woo-woo, but what's very fascinating to me is like a woo-woo people, if we want to call them that, you know, energy healers or clairvoyants, they find their way on my show, which I find interesting, right? And I think what helps in your case is having the engineering background, because people know that you're a scientist as well. It helps, you know, give the field a little more credibility, I think. Has that been your experience? Do people listen to you more maybe than others?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I see is, of course, I have the scientific background and I can tell people about what I see, how for example, my ideas about the morphic field, how I can connect to this field, how I can download information. But on the other hand, I had my own experience. So it is not only theory, it is really like I'm coming from a point of having this situation in my life. And then of course, it comes in this kind of a little bit woo-woo stuff, how I can use that. But nobody will ask, can you see something? Because everybody can see. And if you open your third eye, what everybody else can do as well, you get more information. And we know that our senses are very limited. And for example, if you have a dog you say, okay, I can smell. And your dog will say, no, you can't. I can smell so much more because, yeah, my nose is different. And you will never question if the dog can smell more than you because you can see that, or you can have situations where your dog shows you something and is interested in reading with the nose the environment, and you say, I don't smell anything, and gladly we can't. it's the same with the other senses, no? That people often are not trained or don't allow it. Perhaps they have this kind of intuition by themselves, or have these moments of deja vus, or feel that, okay, this feeling in their stomach that something is wrong. So mm-hmm. we do have these other senses, everybody has. But mm-hmm. If you're not used to train them more and more, and especially listen to them bring them in when you make decisions, because making decisions on facts is one thing, but there will always be also this intuition that tells you, I'm not sure about that. All the facts sounds good. I should do that. But something in your stomach or wherever you feel that tells you, no, something, there is something wrong with that, with this person or with what I think about it. So this helps to question also and making better decisions to use your own senses. Yeah.
Yeah. Very well said. Yeah. So my intuition or my soul used to give me really strong messages when something big for big things, right? Or just for safety. But as time has gone on, my intuition tells me even more. So a recent example is, and it just blows my mind because it just seems so silly of what this story is, but I'm working on launching a global membership for trauma survivors. And one of my, my operations manager, she was working on the affiliate system. And so we were trying to figure out ways to make it look pretty, but also be efficient for affiliates. And so she's like, oh, I'm going to put this in this group setting over here and And I don't understand tech, but I had a weird feeling in my stomach, right? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. My intuition is saying something, but I don't know why. Like, there was no reason to believe that this would be an issue. Right? So she proceeded with it. And then when I went through with my tech check with my, I have a tech guru kind of on call who helps me. And we try to go through the site to test everything. She's like, it's not working. I don't know what's happening. It's not working. And even though this was not related at all, I said, you know, Miss Genevieve made a change and it shouldn't have anything to do with this, but I think it maybe it means so try this. And we tried it and sure enough, it worked. So had I learned to listen, one day I will learn, I'm almost 50, right? To just listen. Had I listened, it would have saved us hours and hours of tech. Like my whole tech session basically didn't get to where I wanted to be. Sweet. Our launch is a little bit late, but it was just interesting to me that even our intuition will tell us, it doesn't just tell us things that we're in danger. It talks to us all the time. We just got to listen. And why don't we listen? Can you answer that, Svana? Why don't we listen to it?
I think in our culture, we are trained to look on facts. And I can see that in school and also in our education in general, in our culture, this is like, okay, look on the pros and cons, and then you can make a decision. We are not trained to really stay connected to our deep knowing or intuition. Children normally have that. Yeah. So when they are very young, they are creative, they are inspired, and they really know what is going on. And but as soon as they go to school, this will start stopping because they need to learn facts and numbers, and their brain is conditioned in a different way. If you allow children to stay with that be letting it be part of their own decision making, then they will have that. But for us, it is to kind of retrain ourselves, like, okay, having facts is always good, but really feeling inside, like I would say going kind of pregnant with a decision for a while, going through moods, going through what is how do you feel that in your body? Like, are there any sensations you have while you think about this decision? And then giving yourself a moment and bringing all this together for making your decision.
Oh, that was really, really good. Yeah. And so, yeah, it'd be great if parents too and teachers could teach children to really to listen inside, get quiet and listen before making decisions. That might be pretty powerful, right?
What I also see is that we are always kind of in the outside. There's so much information right now, kind of, I don't know the English word, coming on us. And so now being on the social media, watching TV or Netflix or whatever you use, and people are always in the outside and they don't take the time to really sit down, looking inside, feeling inside, doing their meditation and really having calm moments or still moments where they really just sit and stop their mind carousel that is going on with all the thoughts that are, what have I done in the past? What will I do in the future? But being in the present moment, really feeling into what is going on right now with me inside. And then, yeah, if you give yourself the time, if it is only whatever, 15 minutes a day, just sitting there, being not disturbed by anybody, just feeling inside what is going on with me right now, then you will train yourself because you get the information out of your body.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love that because even like creativity, when we can give ourselves that time to just really be, the creative ideas just percolate like popcorn. So I really like what you're saying. Like a lot of people think about it's too hard to get quiet. They think that that means they can't have any thoughts, right? Which is impossible. We always have thoughts floating in and out. But you know, allowing yourself to just be sometimes, there's just so much to be said about that. It's awesome.
It is not necessary that it takes a long time. You know, people often think, oh, when I have to meditate, then I have to sit down for half an hour. I need a certain pillow where I can sit on. And like, no, it is like all the ideas that we have surround but how this should happen. But you can have like in the morning, your whatever 5 minutes when you brush your teeth, you can already use this time for just feeling in, because brushing your teeth will be automated. Automatically, I'm sure about that. You don't need to concentrate on that. So use this time, for example, in the morning, the time you're brushing your teeth, feeling into you. What is this, what you feel right now? What is it that you want to create for this day? What are the emotions you want to concentrate on happiness, on joy, on love, on embracing your life, and not on your struggles? Because where you put your focus on, the energy will flow, and this will manifest in your life. So start the morning with something positive, and then in the evening time before you go to bed, perhaps again you brush your teeth, hopefully take your time for gratitude. It is a very easy exercise. Think about the moments you had in your life in this day that were special, where you felt connected to other people, where you felt connected to this earth, to Gaia, that made you laugh, or you felt joy and happiness. And also this will give you a good sleep, because you're not concentrated on the last drama you had, or on the horror film, horror movie you watched, but it will concentrate again on your life, on yourself, on the beautiful moments. So very easy exercises, 10 minutes a day, and everybody can do that. And perhaps you want to write it down, journal, yeah? Mm-hmm. Also that you can remember, like, what has been my transformation? When you start, perhaps there are only little moments, like I had this moment this morning, sitting outside in the sunlight, having my cup of coffee and my cats around my legs. And it was like some minutes and it felt so beautiful. And this is one moment I can remember again and again. So there's no need that these are like huge moments or moments that are totally different, but you will find them in your life. And if you concentrate on them, more of these moments will appear, and you will transform without doing a lot of things, just by focusing on the good.
Awesome. I really love all that. Thank you. So we have to start wrapping up. So before we do, I see you as someone with having a lot of wisdom. Can you pull some of that out? Like, what inspiring message or last final statement, I guess, for today? Do you have for anyone recovering and healing from trauma? Like what seed of hope can you instill in them? Like, what's your big nugget that you could partake today?
Yeah, so your life doesn't have to continue as your past has been. There's always the chance to transform and heal this trauma, and you will find a lot of coaches and healers outside that can help you with that, and you can rewrite your life to go on with your path in a different way, in fulfilling in abundance and everything that you want to have in your life. So the past is one thing, but the future doesn't need to continue as your past has been.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I am so, so happy we finally connected. You're beautiful inside and out, Swinette. So I'm really, really appreciative of your time today. So thank you everyone for listening today. And we will have in the show notes when her famous book will be out. And also we'll have information about her retreats. I will let people know when I am able to go in case anyone wants to go when I go. But you don't have to. You can go anytime. All right. Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening in today. Please join us next week, same day and time. Also, I would love for you to check out my website, healthrivedream.com.